Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury.
The Cadbury Show!
As you like with me and my merry Oldsmobile.
Oh, Jeff, this is the life I love, going for a drive, don't you?
Yes, I sure do, Elsie. What a pity Pierce can't be here in the car with us. I suppose somebody has to push, really.
Oh, the car seems to have stopped.
I've had this. Isn't it your turn to push, Jack?
No, Pierce, I have to steer. I'm part of the car, you know.
Yeah, you're the nut that holds the wheel.
Pierce, I think the engine wants to get out.
Aye? Wants to get out?
Yes, I'm sure I heard it knocking.
Oh. All right, now, Percy, you go have a look at it, will you?
Right, aye, Jack.
Aren't you going to put the brakes on, Jack?
Oh, the brakes been on all the way up the hill. Well, I didn't want the car to roll back on top of Pierce.
Well, how do you like that? Let's have a look at the engine. Aye, the engine's full of water.
Well, you told me to fill it up. Pierce, you think you'd be able to start it?
I don't know. I'll have to get the crank out of the car.
Jackie wants you to get out.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking, and I reckon the trouble is the battery's flat.
Well, give me the pump and I'll blow it up again.
No, Pierce, you don't understand. No, you have to go to a garage and you get them to charge your battery.
Oh, yeah, I did that once. I took it to a garage and got him to charge it to the bloke who lives next door.
Look, Jack, if you don't hurry up and fix this car, we'll miss the first race.
Well, I'm doing the best Pierce can.
The trouble with this car is everything makes a noise except the horn.
Yeah, well, you see, this model is known as the indifferent car horn. It doesn't give a hoot.
I only hope you don't have to get this car repaired. It'll cost you a small fortune.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. A friend of mine took his car to a garage, and when they told him what the repairs had cost, he hit the roof.
Expensive, huh?
No, he was standing on the hydraulic hoist at the time.
Well, you know, there's only one way to fix this car. I've seen them do it plenty of times.
What's that, Jellybean?
Get underneath.
Yep, you're right, Elsie. Well, I'll hand the spanners down to you, Pierce.
Aye. I'm not going to lie down there on the road.
I should think not. Anyway, you wouldn't fit under there, Pierce. You should have known better, Jack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll hand the spanners down to you, Elsie.
Down you go, Jack.
Oh, me? Oh, no, Pierce. Pierce, this is my best suit.
Use this piece of Eschen.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll get under and see. You just leave it to me, Pierce. Hey, I can't see anything wrong.
Look under where I am.
Where are you, Pierce?
I'm up here watching you through a crack in the floorboards.
Oh, I see the trouble. Yeah, there's a wedge-shaped object sticking out of the motor. I'll knock it away with a spanner.
Ooh!
Jack, that was Pierce's nose.
You clumsy Alec, Jack. See if there's any oil in the sump. Just undo that nut above your head.
This one?
That's it.
I'll just give it a couple of turns like this. Hey! It's all over me! Oil everywhere! My best suit!
Unscrew that next nut, Jack, and wash yourself with the water from the radiator.
Oh, no, Pierce. No, I'm getting out of this. How can I go to the races like this? Look, I'm filthy.
Well, you've been asking me to give you the good oil all the morning. Now you got it.
Yeah, but what about my suit?
Oh, now, don't worry, Jack. You can change gear on the next hill. Come on, Pierce. Start pushing again.
Tonight's singing star in the Cadbury Show is Ross Higgins and his song, Temptation.
You came, I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, pity me for tenderly kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I'm yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation, I am yours.
Only in smooth, creamy Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate will you find Cadbury quality chocolate, plus a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. That's why those deep bites of dairy milk are so much creamier, so much smoother. Each thick, chunky square of dairy milk is packed with rich, satisfying flavor, too. You've only to lay a square of dairy milk on your tongue, and from that moment you can really taste the milk. In the handy 2-shilling quarter pound block, there are 21 of those deep-flavored, creamy chocolate squares. Ask for dairy milk at your chocolate counter tomorrow. Dairy milk, always your welcome reason for I want Cadbury's.
Oh, come on, Percy. The second race is due to start in 5 minutes.
It's no good, Jellybean. We'll have to leave the car here. We can't get it to go.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about this, folks. And I thought it'd make a nice change driving into the races for the afternoon.
Skip it. Let's thumb a ride.
Oh, listen, I've got a much better idea. I saw it in a picture once. I'll lift my skirt up like that there, see? Look, it's right above me ankle. Oh, here comes a car.
I think I'd better thumb the next one. That bloke tried to run you down.
Did you see him driving with one hand? Now, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I'll say it certainly is dangerous. Do you know where a man who drives with one hand usually ends up?
Yes, running into a church.
Here we are. This bloke's stopping.
Hey, it's a truck. Oh, man, what a wreck. I wonder where he got it.
Straight out of a sick bed.
Well, it's Happy Herc.
Hiya, Herc. I got room in your cabin for three.
Oh, yeah, hop in.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hercules.
Oh, boy, boy, we're glad to see you. Herc, what kind of a crate is this, anyway?
Actually, it's a converted hearse. I like to be prepared, you know. If I ever have an accident, I just stay put.
Still the same cheerful Herc, huh?
Oh, this is one of me good days. One lung is working. Well, hold on. Where are you folks going?
Well, Purse and I are going to the races. I've got the dope on a horse.
Purse? I never knew you were a jockey.
Hey, Purse. Purse, can you move over? You're taking up a lot of room.
Stop pecking on me. Looks like I'll have to reduce.
I know something that'll bring your weight down.
What?
A banana skin.
Oh, blimey. This joker's full of comedy today. Hey, what's got into you?
A whole new batch of germs. You know, this is the first time I've ever had thrombosis.
Well, I always thought thrombosis was a musical instrument.
You're thinking of the trombone.
Oh, yeah. The trombone's connected to the foot bone. The foot bone's connected to the shoe bone. The shoe bone's connected to the...
Okay, just keep your eye on the road, will you?
Mr. Hercules, are they new glasses you're wearing?
Yes, they're made out of that new plastic material.
Ah, I've never seen that stuff before.
Purse, my bathroom window's made out of that.
It is. I'll look into it sometime.
When I think of glasses, I always think how wonderful Mother Nature was.
What's Mother Nature got to do with glasses?
Well, millions of years ago, she didn't know about glasses, but she put our ears in just the right place for them.
Herc, if you don't mind me saying, your eyes look kind of funny.
Worse than that, They see funny. For years they've been very friendly. They always stuck together. But lately they're drifting apart.
Well, here we are at the racetrack.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never been to the races before. Oh, it's going to be fun seeing men put their shirts on horses and men making books and laying odds and things.
Are you coming to the races, Irk?
No, not me.
Ah, come on. It's Saturday afternoon. You ought to have a bit of fun.
Oh, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to hide out in the forest and the children are going to search for me. Oh, it'll be very exciting.
But you might die of starvation before they find you.
That's the exciting part. Well, I'll see you again. Be brave.
It's good to know that Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, made in the factory by Mountain and Sea, is the same smooth, creamy chocolate that's known and loved all over the world. The pure, fresh, full-cream milk comes straight from Tasmania's rich northwest pastures, and there's a glass and a half of that milk in each half pound of dairy milk. It's milk you can really taste in each deep bite, smoothly blended to bring out the deep flavor of that Cadbury quality chocolate. Buy a 2 shilling quarter pound block of dairy milk next time you're out. For wholesome nourishment and rich, satisfying flavor, dairy milk chocolate is everybody's reason for... I want Cadbury's.
Ah, not one winner. Not a solitary one.
Never mind, Jack, our luck will change.
Yeah, but Elsie, my infallible system isn't working.
Well, maybe there's a bend in the pin or something. Jack, let me pick the next one.
No, Elsie, no. You don't know anything about horses.
Jack, happy I do so, too. Back on Dad's farm, we had lots of horses.
Yeah, well, I'll bet that you don't even know what a stirrup is.
Oh, that's easy. A stirrup is what you make cordials of.
No, Elsie, no. Look, I tell you, the way to pick a good horse is by its breeding.
Oh, well, no wonder we can't pick them. We never hear them breathe up here in the grandstand.
No, sweetness. Breeding. I mean the horse's pedigree. This sort of thing here in the race book. Look, criminal out of jail by tunneling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Friends out front.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Monroe out of this world by Jiminy.
I see. Like Elsie Smith out of money by the last race. Oh, that reminds me. There'll be only one more race to go, and if we don't win on that, we'll have to walk home.
Oh, don't you worry, Elsie. You know what Perce said. We'll back the last winner by fair means or foul.
Looks like we'll have to resort to fair means, Jack.
Hey, Perce, don't say our plan didn't work.
Nah. The horse wouldn't accept the bribe, and I couldn't get the jockey to swallow the dope.
Oh, well, what are we going to do? The next race is at 5 o'clock, and we haven't even decided what to back.
5 o'clock? Is there a horse called Roundabout in that?
Well, let's have a look. Yeah, there is a horse called Roundabout.
Well, that's what he meant.
That's what who meant?
The grocer. He left me this message and it must have been a tip for the next race.
What's the message?
Back Roundabout 5 o'clock. I'll have 2 shillings on it.
Yeah, I'll have 2 bob on it myself.
What'll I have?
Have a gross. I can get him for you also.
Oh, it's you, Sam.
That's right, Sam Poole, the salesman. Turned inside out again, hasn't it? Oh, my motto is from the warehouse to you, so long as I can dodge the watchman. Yeah, clever, isn't it? Hey, here, what are you doing at the races?
The only thing we're doing is money. You had any luck, Sam?
Yes, well, I did early, yes. I was on a real good thing. Picked up a lot of dough, too. But the word must have got around, see? Of course, nearly everyone's got their pockets buttoned up now. Here, hey, look, I brought my suitcase with me.
Yep.
How would you like to see something? How would you like a spotlight of Hottentot not in cotton? No, eh? Oh, very hot. It isn't right. Eh? Oh, yes. Right. Yes. Well, here, quiet. Here's nothing to laugh at. Here, how do I to get a living? Yes. Well, how would you like this here camel hair scrubbing brush?
Is that real camel hair, Sam?
My very word. Yes. They came off when I was cleaning the camel this morning.
Sam? Can you give us a winner for the last race?
Yeah, we're nearly broke.
I've got an horse. Oh, cool. Now, that's what they say back at Epsom, isn't it?
Oh, Have you really been to Epsom Downs in England?
Oh, yes. Yes. My life's been full of Epsom Downs. All clever stuff, isn't it? Yes. Well, you can't complain about it. Look, I can give you the winner of the last race. Here.
What?
Back the swing.
Well, the grocer told us to back roundabout.
Well, that's easy. Back them both, missus. Then what you lose on the roundabout, you can pick up on the swing. Jack Appy will pinch that one.
Now, look, Sam. Now, look, you're having a go at me. I can tell. And I want to tell you something, that I am considered one of the up-and-coming radio stars.
Then why do you look down and out? I mean, I'd rather you were up and going. Here, look, I got a nice line of good sellers, fellas. Yes, the Yellow Sun umbrellas. Oh, yes, real beauties they are.
Oh, they're nice. Such big umbrellas. I'll buy one next week, Sam.
No, sorry, missus, now or never.
Why are you in such a hurry to get rid of them?
Well, the bookies haven't missed them yet. Here, look. Now, I've got to be moving now. I'm going to jail for a week starting tonight.
Oh, Sam, what have you done?
Me? I ain't done nothing, missus. I'm just building up credit for the next time I get pinched. Oh. I'll be seeing you.
From the musical show Paint Your Wagon, here is Jill Perryman to sing Where or When.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. These things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and lived before, but who knows where or when. These things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and laughed before.
Choose Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate in the 2 shilling quarter pound block, you get the same guaranteed weight and world famous quality as before. Nothing has changed in dairy milk except the price. In fact, Dairy Milk Chocolate will always be as smooth and creamy as a good chocolate can be, thanks to that glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk that goes into each half pound. The deep, rich flavor of Dairy Milk Chocolate has made it first favorite all over Australia. Buy a 2 shilling quarter pound block tomorrow. Ask for Dairy Milk. Your cue always for I Want Cadbury's.
Oh, for the last time, what are we going to back in this next race?
I didn't know we had any money left to back anything after all those losers. You know, I think the horse we backed in the last race was dead.
What makes you think that, Purse?
Well, look, they got his obituary notice in the race book.
Well, I've only got this 2 shillings, but I was keeping that for our fares home. Remember, my car is broken down.
I've only got a diner. Unless we can get a bookie to cash this unemployment check.
Well, Jack's got... 2 shillings. Purse is one, and I've got one. That makes 4 in all. Well, come on now. All or nothing. We'll put the lot on for a win.
And if it loses, we have to walk home.
10 miles. Oh, okay. Well, here you are, Elsie.
Huh? Now, we've got to decide what horse we're going to back.
I've decided that. We'll back Cigarette.
Cigarette? What made you pick that?
She just wants our money to go up in smoke.
Oh. Come on now, let's find a bookmaker.
Right this way.
Here you are, the old firm. I'll lay on the field.
Well, look who it is.
Why, it's Sam Poole.
That's right, Mrs. I'll lay on the field.
Well, you want to be careful, Sam, or you'll catch a death of cold.
Elsie wants to place a bet.
Well, you've come to the right place. Sam's sure for a shirt. Stop me and buy one. All the big ones are in the top today, lady. All hot and lovely, right off the ice. Plenty of Marty sauce. Take Joy Joy to Woy Woy. Buy a lucky envelope. All starters, no blanks. Chocolates, cigarettes. I'll stop in a minute. All the fun of the fair. Buy your hot doggy.
Sam, I thought you were a bookmaker.
Yes, well, so I am.
Well, why the hot dogs and all the other things?
Well, business is not what it was, you know. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I want 4 shillings on cigarette.
Cigarette at 20 to 1.
No, at 5 o'clock.
No, Jelly Bean, that's the price.
Oh.
If you give Sam £1, he'll give you 20.
He will? Oh, he'll never make a profit like that.
The horse has to win first.
Oh, I knew there'd be a catch in it.
Look here, Mrs. Wisdom. Are you having your 4 bob straight out or both ways?
Why, do I collect if you run backwards?
Hey! Oh, look, here, Mrs. If I were you, I wouldn't put your money on cigarette. You know, back my horse. I got something here. I reckon you want to put a poultice on it.
Oh? What is it?
It's a sore finger. Oh, yeah, I told you. Good clever stuff. Look, here. Will you buy one of these lucky envelopes? Only a diner, and I guarantee that what's inside will definitely come off.
What's inside?
Trouser buttons, part two. But look here. Here's something you can get your teeth into.
Yeah?
What can we get our teeth into, too, Sam?
These here hot doggies. All nice and lovely. All looking tasty.
Oh, he's no help. That's where we came in. Let's try someone else.
Well, look, why don't you let me put the money on? I've never placed a bet before.
Yeah, okay, Elsie, that's a good idea. Purse and I'll meet you up in the stand.
All right, I won't be long.
Okay.
This reminds me of the last time I come to the races. It was a special day and the governor was here. Oh, I don't want to brag, but I left the course in an official car with a police escort.
In a black Daimler?
No, a black Mariah. Hey, look, Jack.
Huh?
The jockeys are getting ready to mount. I wonder how Jelly Bean will get on.
Oh, they'll probably hoist her up with a block and tackle.
Oh, here she comes now.
Oh, dear, what an awful crowd.
Hey, did you manage to fix up about Cigarette?
Mm. The starters for the fillet stakes are now approaching the barrier.
Oh, who's that voice? Percy starts talking every time there's a race. I wish he'd wait till it was over.
He's the course commentator, Jelly Bean.
Well, I don't know what a pater is, but if he's coarse and common, he shouldn't have that job.
That's Des Oysted. He describes the races. Now listen to him, Jellybean.
They're coming in the line now, and the first along is the tram car on the rails. Shirt tail is hanging out. Pickpocket is moving in on country gentlemen. I can see the jockeys through the glasses. Billy Cook looks anxious on the tram car. Neville Selwood is sharp on the saber. And Jack Happy is terrible on the radio.
Hey, just a minute!
They're moving in now. The jockeys are crouched. And they're racing. Pickpocket began well, but clothesline appeared to prop. As they approach the 5, Marilyn Monroe is well out in front. She is followed by the photographer, and then comes Wolf Whistle, with woolen singlet creeping up at the back.
Hey, where's Cigarette?
Don't be so anxious, lady. Rin Tin Tin is looking for the post, but Marilyn Monroe still holds the lead.
Marilyn's holding the lead!
Where's Cigarette?
Cigarette is running on the rail.
Well, get him down onto the track.
As they pass the 3, Elastic is stretching out the field. And Hindquarters is well back from the front. Darby Munro is riding a marvellous race in front, trying to lead all the way.
Well, why don't the other jockeys go out in front?
Darby's the only one who knows which way to go.
Hello, the rider of Cigarette appears to be having trouble. One of his straps is slipping.
I know just how he feels.
Hey, can't that fool jockey go any faster?
Of course he can, but he's not allowed to leave the horse.
Cigarette's saddle is slipping all right. The jockey's going with it. He's actually underneath the horse. Now what's he doing? My heavens, he's holding onto the stirrups and running himself.
Come on, Cigarette!
Look at him go! Boy, can that jockey run!
Lucky he can. Cigarette's puffed out.
The horse is now riding the jockey. But he races past whipped cream, which was on the turn, and now flashes past the photographer.
Oh, look. The photographer's snapping at the other horse.
Come on, Cigarette.
Marilyn draws away from Cigarette. But Cigarette is not yet out of puff.
Come on, Cigarette!
And they go past the post and the photo finish with hat-trick third.
Oh, Purse, now we have to wait for the photo. Oh, what an exciting race.
Yeah, that jockey was wonderful and he was only a boy.
Well, maybe Cigarette would have done better if he was a little older. That's a hot one.
Here is the result of the photo finish.
Did Cigarette win?
I'm sorry, lady. The answer is in the negative.
It lost. Daddy came second.
Well, I at least expected Cigarette to draw. Oh, he jests in the face of defeat.
Our horse had too much on its back.
Yes, and it was the other way round with Marilyn.
Yeah. Now, listen. Listen, why did we spend our last $4 on that old chestnut Cigarette, huh? It's a pity we had tobacco. Tobacco? Tobacco? You get it?
That's another old chestnut. We should have bought the fool animal for $4. Then we could have ridden home on the donkey that cost us all our money. Ah, well, tear up the ticket and scatter it to the winds.
Attention, please. The judge has reversed his decision on that last race, and Cigarette is now the winner.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
But our ticket, it's scattered all over the place. We'll never find it now.
Oh, what a day. First the car breaks down, now we've lost all our money, and it looks like we'll walk home.
Not me, Jack. Purse is going to give me a piggyback home.
A piggyback? Who said?
You said. You said we ought to ride home on the back of the donkey that lost all our money.
What? Me carry your weight?
Wade is right.
I protest.
There's a protest. They suspect there's been a dope.
And you're it, Purse. Giddy up.
Call at your nearest chocolate counter and you'll notice that Cadbury's Fruit and Nut Chocolate, Cadbury's Candy Nut, Milk Lunch, Old Jamaica, and Energy Chocolates have all been reduced to 2 shillings for the quarter pound block. Of course, the chocolate itself hasn't changed. There's still the same guaranteed weight and the tip-top Cadbury quality in each deep bite. Your old favorite Cadbury's Dairy Milk is also down in price. That's another good reason why Dairy Milk is today's top chocolate value. Be sure to buy good value whenever you buy good chocolate. Look for the purple and gold Cadbury wrapper and make that your cue for I Want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Wardley, Apollo Sample, the salesman, Frank Strain as Mr. Hercules, our guest Des Hoisted as the commentator, John Mellion as Jack Happy, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, and as Elsie, Rita Paunsford. Songs by Jill Perriman and Ross Higgins, the music of Wilbur Cantwell. Script by Hugh Stuckey, production Noel Judd. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying good night to you all from the Cadbury Show.